New Orleans may be one of the cradles of rock and roll, but during its heyday, it was also a very fashion-conscious place. If you had the wrong sound, if you were in the slightest old-fashioned, you were scorned. One thing this meant was that there were a lot of old-timers around town just waiting for a new generation of rock and roll scholars to seek them out and rediscover them. But it also meant that you could vanish without a trace. That's why Lee Dorsey is such an unusual figure in New Orleans musical history. His career started in 1961 and lasted until he decided it was over. Along the way, he weathered the changes in the city's music scene.
Oh, well, I'm sitting here la-la, waiting for my ya-ya. Oh, I'm sitting here la-la, waiting for my ya-ya. It sounds funny, but I don't believe she's coming.
Dorsey was a 35-year-old retired boxer when he decided to take up music in 1961. He'd made a couple of local records that hadn't done anything when he sought out Bobby Robinson, owner of New York's Fire Records label. Robinson thought Dorsey had talent, but no material, so together they went to a bar to figure out what to do. Robinson had heard some kids in Dorsey's yard singing a chant. When they rewrote it together, it turned into Ya Ya, a number one hit for weeks and weeks. But after his follow-up, Do Re Mi, flopped, Dorsey had the first dry spot in his career. He was saved when the young arranger he'd used on his first record, Alan Toussaint, came back from a stint in the Army. Toussaint and his partner, Marshall Seahorn, were looking for talent, and he remembered the old guy he'd worked with 4 years earlier. Taking a tune that exploited a hot dance, adding a list of cities to the lyrics, always a sure way to get airplay in those towns, and using his mother-in-law's name, Toussaint handed Dorsey his second hit. It was one of the summer of 1965's biggest songs, and Dorsey was on his way, again. Part of the reason the records did so well was the band, consisting of Toussaint on piano and an act called the Meters, which was mostly a family named Neville. They were good at tricky rhythms.
Get out my life, woman. You don't love me.
Really, during a period when Stax and Motown were putting ever more complex arrangements behind their artists, it was almost a relief to hear the minimalism the Meters managed on Dorsey's hits.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to step down. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to slip down. 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone.
But Alan Toussaint had ambitions, and his songwriting got too arty for the charts. After 1967 was over, so was Lee Dorsey again. But he believed in Toussaint, and vice versa. And in 1970, they hit the charts with a single, Yes We Can Can, and an album loaded with delights like this.
Sneaking silently through the alley, trying to keep her out of sight. Sneaking silently through the alley, and up pops my wife.
Toussaint's reputation grew as his record sales slipped. Dorsey, meanwhile, had been running an auto salvage yard in the suburbs, so he had an income. He stuck with his old friend, and in 1978, they made one last album together.
Night people, hanging out. Night people, hanging out. Night people.
gonna happen. Night People.
Night People would probably have done better if the record company hadn't died just after it came out. And this time, Lee Dorsey retired to his junkyard, which he'd tell visitors he preferred to the music business anyway. He played locally, and in 1986, he died at home of a respiratory disease, 60 years old, and content knowing he'd written several important chapters in the history of New Orleans rock and roll.